Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's see what's going on in the news today. We got California fires, floods, quakes. Palm Springs is submerged.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Which reminds me, Burning Man tickets are selling for dirt cheap, if anybody's still interested in that. Set to run from August 27th to September 4th, tickets are normally $575 plus $150 parking. I can't think of a single show in America I'd pay that much to see. Maybe if you bring Jimi Hendrix back from the dead. Now you can find tickets for $139 plus $105 to park. That's not too bad. I guess a lot of the original yuppies who put this thing on out in the middle of the desert are a little burnt that a lot of young influencer TikTok, YouTube type kids are showing up and taking a lot of selfies and not really respecting the original culture that they had established, and it's turning into a big mess. So that's why tickets are cheap. So everybody's getting all geared up for this big GOP debate that's happening on Wednesday evening. I'm going to watch it. How about you? No, I'm no big fan of Donald Trump, but if I was that dude, I would show up like in a white suit with gold trim and I would walk out onto stage on horseback. Just to give the world a good show, because, I mean, that's ultimately what got him there. I mean, God knows how the next few months are going to play out. Who's going to get the nomination? I couldn't tell you. But we've got a year until then, and a lot can happen. In the Who Cares category, Kid Rock was recently seen drinking a Bud Light. This controversy just won't go away. And it's like, you know, is the media creating this kind of nonsense, and then the people just can't get enough of it? I know a pretty wide spectrum of conservatives and independents and liberals, and I really don't see anybody getting all up in arms about this topic in reality. Is it manufactured nonsense? Or is there something to this I'm just not understanding? Because I think a lot of us are remaining politically neutral, especially on these nonsense topics that just go nowhere and do nothing for anybody in the long run. A woman was attacked by otters in California. She said that they were adorable while they were biting her, which was confusing. That sounds like a nightmare I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. The Japanese government has pledged support for fisheries during Fukushima wastewater release. The government has offered the equivalent of $550 million for sales and promotion of fish that have been born and raised in radioactive water. Now, you know, the scientists are saying this stuff is completely safe, right? You can go swimming in the ocean, you can eat all the radioactive fish you want, and they could absolutely be right. I don't know, because you know what? I don't want to eat the radioactive fish, and I don't want to go swimming in the radioactive water, and I don't think it's a good idea to put that kind of crap on our coral reefs. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea, and it's going to backfire. I mean, look, if it's such a good idea, why don't we just put all of our nuclear waste into the ocean? Yes! Apparently, you people have found the safest way to get rid of nuclear waste. Natural pet wellness company Honest Paws is seeking a canine ambassador to represent its own peanut butter product. I like putting peanut butter in dogs' mouths and letting them lick the air for a couple hours. It's cheap, honest, fun, and everybody, including the dogs, seem to enjoy it. They're looking for dogs with big personalities and passion for all natural doggy treats. Drooling is allowed, the company says. Part of the gig involves the dogs working as treat testers at live events. It might be a fun way to supplement your income a little bit. Feed the dogs peanut butter, sit back, laugh, and enjoy your life. Let's check today's top headlines at Newsweek.com. Whoa, that's not the right sound effect. There they are, the kids. The kids love the headlines at Newsweek.com. Mark Meadows. Hey, whoa. What do you got? Crickets in here. You mentioned Mark Meadows and they go crazy. Mark Meadows might have just thrown Donald Trump under the bus. Well, he did. Donald Trump said that he could declassify documents in his mind. Mark Meadows said it didn't even happen then. And now Trump looks like an idiot again. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you twice. What's it mean if he was split twice? He's got a big butt? Sure, let's leave it at that. A viral Ron DeSantis video might be the final nail in the coffin. Yeah, it's pretty weird. If you've ever seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, that scene where Johnny Depp is playing Hunter Thompson and he's on the bed in the hotel and he's just taking a bunch of adrenochrome and his face is like lit up like a neon sign and he's just kind of like sweating and Yeah, that's kind of what Ron DeSantis looks like here. He was asked some question. He's gritting his teeth, and he just looks like his head is about to explode. I think it's kind of getting to him. He doesn't really have too much personality, so I think he's kind of straining under the stress to actually be somebody who's interesting. Republican leader Andrew McCarthy has warned the GOP that it's about to lose everything if Donald Trump wins the primary and goes on to face Joe Biden in 2024. Everything this week is obviously Trump-heavy as we get into these debates that he's not showing up for, apparently. That's it for today's top headlines at Newsweek.com. For Newsweek Radio, I'm Jesse Edwards.